Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of Align the Good Life. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into the fear of success. This is part two of a two-part series of why you're so dang afraid of success and why you continue to go around in circles and self-sabotage your very own potential. It's my hope that after listening to today's episode, you'll feel just a little bit stronger, just a little bit more empowered, and just a little bit less afraid of the success that's meant for you. Hey friends, welcome to the Align the Good Life podcast. I'm Brooke Hemingway, and around here, we like to talk about the things that matter, like how to create soul-fulfilling success by aligning your life and taking powerful, intentional action so that you get to experience the best of what life has to offer. From business to health to letting go of limits to raising babies while building dreams to relationships and real talk, we have it all here on Align the Good Life. So let's dive in. Hey, welcome to the podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be going over part two of the fear of success. Now, if you haven't listened to the first part, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that first episode that I did. There was so much to cover here that I decided to break it up into two episodes. It's such an important topic because truly what holds most people back from succeeding in their business, in their relationships, in their big idea is that fear of success. And it shows up in a lot of sneaky ways that we don't recognize our fear and that seem totally valid and legitimate. And so I wanted to cover a few more of these fears, all of which, by the way, I have personally had. And anything that I ever talk about here on the podcast is something that I've had to overcome or learn myself, or something that I bring an expert on to talk about so that they can help you to overcome, you know, this particular thing that you're struggling with. But I never was someone that thought I could be successful or would be successful. I considered myself to be pretty average, average ability in sports, average ability in singing and music, which I loved. Average ability in, you know, being a mom, average ability as a fitness instructor, average ability in basically everything. I never thought of myself as being someone that was extra super special. And I think that was one of the reasons why I didn't really see myself as being someone that could be successful. And so when I first achieved success over 8 years ago, I noticed that I started to self-sabotage some of that success, and it was because of my fears of success. You might be in the same place right now where you've experienced some success and things are starting to go backwards and you're feeling that self-sabotage and you're just not quite sure what it is, or maybe you're just getting your business started. You're just stepping into that big dream, that big idea. And you're just noticing that you're not making progress or that you're self-sabotaging and you just can't really figure out what it is. Well, last week I covered two reasons why that might be. And this week I'm going to cover three additional reasons. I want to start out by talking about this fear of the process. We often are so afraid of success because we are afraid that the process of achieving that goal, dream, business, whatever it is we would define success as, we're afraid that the process is going to be way too challenging. We're afraid that we're not going to be able to learn all the things that we need to learn. There's so much to learn. There's so much that's outside of our purview or our area of excellence. We're afraid there are too many steps, that it's just going to be way too hard, and that we're not equipped for the task. For example, a couple of years ago, I was faced with the challenge of really taking over the management of my website. I had an assistant at the time that I just adore and love to this day that had to step away for personal reasons. And I was left feeling so overwhelmed and feeling like, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to quit. Like I'm not going to do any of this stuff. I'm not going to move forward with coaching people, masterminds, mentorships, like all a coaching community, all this stuff. And I just about walked away because of this fear that the process was going to be too challenging. And so I, you know, started to self-sabotage. And I realized the thing that pulled me out of it is I realized, again, going back to kind of what we talked about on the last episode, that I needed to succeed, that there were people out there that needed to hear my message, that needed to be coached from me. Just like there are people out there that need to hear your message, that need to be coached by you, that need to buy products or services from you, that need your big dream and vision to come to life. You are the exact person they're looking for. And so even though I really wanted to quit because I was really afraid of the process and not knowing everything made me feel really challenged and uncomfortable and insecure, I decided that instead of quitting because I was afraid, that I would just take it one step at a time. And that's what I would say to you is, yeah, the process of being successful is going to be challenging. It is going to be hard. And you are going to have to learn things that you never knew you would have to learn. But when you take it one step at a time and one goal at a time, and you map it out with whatever that checklist is of the things that you need to learn or the things that you need to pass off to somebody else to do for you, and you just keep your eye on the prize and you keep your eye on the goal and you focus on effort and you focus on progress and you focus on learning and getting a little bit better every single day, you'll look back after 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and you will be amazed at how well you have handled the process of growing towards that thing you're dreaming of doing. You know, when I started my very first business, those of you that have been around for a while on the podcast, you know that I only had 150 Facebook friends. I was not actively posting on Facebook. I was not even on Instagram. I didn't know anything about Facebook. I didn't know how to make groups. I didn't know how to tag somebody. I didn't even know what any of these terms meant. I wasn't on YouTube. I didn't know how to load a video. I didn't know how to use Google Docs. I didn't know how to use Canva. I didn't know any of this stuff. All the things that I had to learn were things outside of my wheelhouse. You have to remember, I came from a nursing background. I was an ICU nurse and a fitness instructor background. None of the stuff I'm doing today, none of the stuff I'm creating or the technical skills that I had to learn were native to me. And so this process, like the process challenge or this fear I had of the process, almost held me back from succeeding at events, at coaching, at masterminds, at mentorships, at social selling. The process almost stopped me. But I decided I was just going to put my head down and I was just going to focus on learning something new and applying something new every single day. I think the other thing that really helps when you're in this uncomfortable, insecure place of not knowing everything and knowing that the process is going to be challenging and hard is to affirm what you already know. And there are things about the process that you do already know. There are things that you have already learned in life that can be applied to the process of building your dream. And so just slowing down and affirming that actually, I do know quite a bit. You know, I may not know all the technical skills, but I have all the people skills. Okay, awesome. Affirm that. Or I may not have all the social media skills, but I am amazing at reports and spreadsheets and optimizing ads or whatever that might be. Like, there is so much that you do know already. And when you stop to affirm that you know at least, you know, a portion of what it is you need to do, and you affirm that you are able to learn new things and that you have this big, beautiful brain in your head, and it is hungry for knowledge, it is thirsty for knowledge, and it wants to be challenged and it wants to learn. When you affirm and acknowledge these things, it makes it less scary. So if this is you, I get you. I mean, I didn't go to school for sales. I didn't go to school for marketing. I didn't go to school for communications. I never had any idea I would be doing any of the things that I'm doing. And so the process was very, very unnerving and it could have stopped me. Do not let the challenge of the process stop you. The second thing that I want to talk about when it comes to, you know, fear of success is what I call the too much phenomenon. The too much phenomenon is when we start giving ourselves labels, right? I'm too late. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm too dumb. I'm too boring. I'm too obnoxious. I am too much of something. And what happens is when we say that we want to be successful at something. And when we put ourselves out there, like we put ourselves out there to the world, we are literally putting ourselves out there in what feels like a microscope. And it feels like everybody's eyes are going to be, you know, on us. And there's a piece of you that maybe was conditioned when you were young to feel like you were too much of something, that you were too bold, that you were too outspoken, that you were too smart and you would make other people not feel good about themselves, that you were too pretty, or that you were too, you know, old, like you're too old or you're too young or whatever it is you think you are too much of. Maybe it's just that you think I'm too much. When you think this way about yourself, you will, on an unconscious level, keep yourself from being successful. You are afraid of success because if you really are successful, people will see how you really are too much of something. And what I find to be useful in this situation is to, you know, number one, obviously embrace that who you are is divinely created, and your personality characteristics and the way that you show up and the way that you talk and the way that you pour into people and your presence and your age, weight, height, etc. Like whoever you are, like you were made that way on purpose for a purpose, and you are not too much of anything. The second thing is looking for examples of other people who are like you, who are successful. Right? So if you think I'm too old and you know what, if I have the level of success that I want, I'm going to get a lot of criticism, you know, for being this age and doing this, or if I'm too young, you know, people are going to say, who do you think you are? What do you know? You don't know anything. You're only 20. You know, if I'm too outgoing and too spontaneous and to have too much personality, people are going to make fun of me. What I want you to do is I want you to look for examples of other people in the too much category that you think you're too much for and learn from them. Like gather courage and gather strength from other people. You know, I used to think it's too late. I'm too late. Like I'm in my mid 40s and I have 6 kids and they're all at home between the ages of 6 and 17 now. But when I started my business, I had 5 and they were all 9 and under. And I just thought it's too late. Like my life's pretty much over. Like I'm just destined to be a mom. I can't do anything else. Just my life is too busy. I'm too late. And they're going to suffer too much and all these different things. And so I held myself back in many ways from the success that I could have had, even above and beyond the success that I had, because it took me many years to get past this. But one of the things that helped me was, again, number one, acknowledging that my gifts were divine and who I was not too much. But the second thing was looking for examples of other people in the spaces that I wanted to be in that were like me, that maybe were really bold like I am, that said it like it is, or that were also in their 40s. And when I was able to see other people in the space doing the things that I had dreamed of doing, I just started to feel like, you know what? I'm not too much. There's a place for me. There's a space for me. I'm not going to self-sabotage. I'm not going to be afraid to put myself out there and to receive maybe criticism from people that think I shouldn't be doing what I should be doing, that I should be focusing more on my family or more on my kids and my poor kids. I mean, I've gotten comments like that. But when you put yourself out there to go after a path or a dream or something like that, you are putting yourself out there into the universe, into the world, and anyone can say anything that can make you feel like you're too much of something. And what I've really done is just dove into accepting myself for, you know, who I am and what makes me who I am, and really gathering around myself other people that are bigger dreamers, that are very ambitious, because I used to think I was too ambitious. You're too ambitious, Brooke. And I just realized, no, I just need to get around other people whose brains and hearts work the same way that mine do. And I'm not going to hold myself back. I'm not going to be afraid of the success. I'm going to take the emergency break off and I'm going to go after this. And I am not too much. And I want you to hear that from me today, because I know every single person listening to this podcast in one way or another thinks they are too much of something. And when you think you are too much of something, all you will do is dim your light and play small, and the world will be robbed of the gift that is you. You are not too much of anything. You are just right. And people are waiting for you to show up instead of being afraid to show up and being afraid to be seen. And this leads me to another reason why people are afraid of success. Maybe this is you. In fact, I think it's most people, honestly. I know that this was me. And this fear of success stemmed from imposter syndrome, which is something I think you've probably all heard of. But imposter syndrome is where you basically are afraid that if people found out who you, quote unquote, really were, they wouldn't love you, they wouldn't trust you, they wouldn't follow you, they wouldn't buy from you, they wouldn't want to learn from you. Imposter syndrome is this belief that, you know, I've held at times. I know many people that I know that are at high levels of success. Basically, everyone has felt like an imposter at some point. But it's this fear of being found out, right? It's this fear of being a fake, being a phony. And how does this come together with success? Well, I mean, let's face it. If you are really successful, you are going to be more in the limelight. If you are really successful in your company, you're going to be highlighted more. If you're really successful on Instagram or Facebook or in a specific industry, you're going to be looked to more. More lights are going to be on you. More attention is going to be on you. And so on an unconscious level, we self-sabotage that success because we feel like, you know what? If I get bigger, more eyes are going to be on me. And if people really knew who I was, they wouldn't love me. If they really knew the truth about me or the truth about my life or the truth about my thoughts, they wouldn't respect me. And the bigger I am, the more I'm going to be seen. Like, this is what's going on in your unconscious or subconscious mind, is that there's a piece of you that actually really wants to stay small. There's a piece of you that just wants to stay cozy and comfy and small, because the bigger you get, that means the more people that can see you. And so you stay small. And I've experienced this because for whatever reason, I think all of us, myself included, at times have thought, gosh, this really successful person, like, they have it figured out, right? And I don't think I have it figured out. And what if people find out I don't have everything figured out? What if people find out I don't have everything perfect? What if people knew my husband and I got into an argument last night? What if people knew one of my children is struggling? What if people knew I had cellulite on my butt? What if people knew, like, whatever it is, like, we are so afraid of being found out that instead of standing out, we sit down. We pull back. We stop. We're like, you know what? I'm just gonna stay right here, which is essentially, I am so afraid of success because if I shine brighter, more people are gonna see me. And they're either gonna say I'm too much of this or too much of that, or they're gonna think I'm an imposter. I'm a fraud. And here's what I wanna say about that. Listen, if you're a fraud, then I am a fraud. Everybody's a fraud. The reality is everybody is figuring it out. Don't idolize anyone. And I think one of the things that really helped me, even before I was ever in business, is I always had a really sort of healthy, pragmatic view of other people. And maybe it's because of the house I grew in and the problems that the house I grew up in and the problems that my dad had. And other problems I'd seen in people, you know, whether it was at church or, you know, in family circles. And I think I just always had this, like, healthy realization that nobody's life looks exactly what it looks like on the outside. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I think I just, as I've matured and as I've grown, even in business, I don't really idolize anyone. And I think one of the things that can help you to release that imposter syndrome is stop idolizing the people that you're following. Stop idolizing the people that have much more success than you. Stop idolizing and looking to them to be your guru, to have every single answer, that they've got it all figured out. And when you stop idolizing other people and putting them on pedestals, you also are able to relax more into who you are and let yourself be imperfect, because you're not expecting other people to be perfect. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing I would say with, you know, ditching this imposter syndrome is just continuing to work on your relationship with you. What does that look like? Well, I think to work on your relationship with you, you have to first understand what actually is your relationship with you. What do you say about yourself? What do you think about yourself? What do you believe about yourself? What are the stories that have been on repeat for years or decades or since you were 5 years old? Like, what even is your relationship with yourself? You need to be able to define that, the ways in which you talk to yourself, relate to yourself, say things to yourself, feel about yourself. And once you understand what it is you think and feel about yourself, then you can start doing the work of healing. And we cannot heal, of course, without feeling. Feeling the pain of those feelings of talking to ourselves that way or feeling that way about ourselves. But also a piece of that, because I'm not going to go really deep into healing. I just feel like at the base, we do have to understand how we actually relate to ourselves and what it is we're thinking and believing about ourselves. Because the dominant thing I always used to say about myself is, what's wrong with me? And because I was always saying that, I always thought there were things that were wrong with me. And so basically, I was essentially relating to myself as if I was a broken person or there was something wrong with me. And that really was affecting my success journey. So we learn what it is we think about ourselves, how we feel about ourselves. We start to do the healing work, typically with a coach, a therapist, et cetera, to do the healing work. But the second thing that you can really do to start working on your relationship with yourself is to start recognizing and acknowledging who you actually are and what you actually have done. Because when I was starting down this journey of trying to stop the self-sabotage and continue down the road of success and impact, I had a coach that told me, I want you to make a list of 25 wins over the last year. And that was really, really hard for me. But it was also one of the most valuable exercises I ever did. The 25 wins. I took out a notebook and I started to write things down, and I could only get till about 7 or 8. That's how damaged my relationship was with myself and how much I felt like an imposter. And so I really had to work at that list of 25 wins to see 25 incredible things that I had done or overcome or accomplished or experienced over the last year. And it helped me to build that relationship with myself where I didn't feel like a piece of crap, where I didn't feel like a poster, where I was able to actually see on the page that I had written down all of the things that I actually had done, the things that I had accomplished, the things that I had overcome that most certainly were not what an imposter would have been. And so I was able to see, actually, I am qualified. I don't know everything, but I'm not an imposter. I have done some things. I have learned some things. I have overcome some things. And so I want to encourage you, as part of this piece of overcoming imposter syndrome, is to write down your list of your 25 wins, 25 wins over the last year. Start to examine and determine, what is the actual dialogue happening in my head and how do I feel about that? Feel those feelings, express those emotions, like cry, scream, yell, whatever it is you need to do. But once you recognize the storyline that's been weaved throughout your life, you can acknowledge it, you can own it, and you can begin to change it. You can begin to change that relationship by looking at all the things you have overcome, all the things you have done, all of the things that you've accomplished, even if it's the smallest, simplest things. I'm not even talking about big things. I'm talking about small, simple things. And when you start to do that, you start to feel differently about yourself. You start to feel like you are someone that is worthy of success. You start to feel like you are someone that can figure out the process. You are someone that can do hard things. You are someone that can stick with it. You are someone that's not too much of something. You are just right where you are. One of my life's work is to help people to truly believe bigger in themselves and to stop self-sabotaging and stop going around and around in circles so that they can be more successful, specifically so that their light, their impact, their knowledge, their experience, their expertise, the thing that they were put here on the earth to do can get out into the world. And so I hope that these two episodes have helped you to understand a little bit more, peel back the curtain, see what's going on, why you're self-sabotaging, why things keep falling apart in your business, why you can't seem to figure it out. Is most likely because you are so dang afraid of success on an unconscious or subconscious level. And it's time to start putting an end to that so that the world can have more of you and more of what you uniquely bring to the marketplace and to the world. And that is my hope and my prayer. I hope you enjoyed this episode today. If you found it empowering and encouraging, please share on social media. Tag me at Hemingway Half Dozen and at Align the Good Life. Go ahead and share the link. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate and review today's podcast. If you don't know how to do that, you're just going to want to scroll all the way down there on Apple Podcasts, rate it, but don't just rate it, also leave a review. Reviews matter when it comes to podcasts and how much they're going to push a podcast out there for other people to discover. And it's my hope that we can all come together and live our very own version of the good life through finding alignment, through finding joy, through finding peace, and through finding the tools and strategies that actually help us to move forward. All right, everyone, have an amazing day. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening into the podcast today. If you loved it, a review, rating, and share on social would be epic and helps in spreading the word. Everything I create is in the hopes of helping you advance your life, energy, and business.